It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 28th. I'm Ben Johnson, in for David Brancaccio. A 50-year-old tech entrepreneur wants to use his startup ethic to fight pirates, but not online, on the open seas. Investor Anthony Sharp started the company Typhon to capitalize on a market for private security firms protecting shipping routes off East Africa. Typhon plans to build up to a fleet of 10 130-foot-long ships that would defend vessels from attacks. Spencer Ackerman wrote about the company for Wired Magazine's Danger Room blog. He says it's an update on an old model, privateering 2.0.
Privateers were private ships that countries hired to augment their existing fleets. Instead of, you know, a company like Typhon hiring on to protect a country's navy, they're protecting private business. So this is a 21st century, very hyper-capitalistic upgrade to the privateer model.
So what does the man behind Typhon know about pirates and shipping? Apparently not that much. He does like boats, but Ackerman says Anthony Sharp seems to have the kind of pioneering spirit featured in so many of the startups he's backed in the past.
He's not listening to naysayers, and he's definitely not willing to allow his lack of background in both international shipping and in private security to get in his way of what he thinks is a good idea. And that is reminiscent of a lot of tech companies, both those that have succeeded and those that have failed.
The company launches next week. We've posted a link to Spencer Ackerman's story for Wired on our website, marketplacetech.org.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first, on the Internet. Learn more at Reputation.com.
Apple is no longer number one. They handed over the title of World's Most Valuable Company to ExxonMobil last week, thanks to disappointing earnings. Some think it could be a sign the company's king of the tech hill days are over. Adam Leshinsky, senior editor at Fortune magazine, says, just hold on a minute.
Yes, their growth has slowed. Yes, they're facing much stiffer competition. Yes, their products have been slightly wanting. But all of these things do not constitute the end of the world as we know it for Apple.
Leshinsky admits that the gadget competition has ramped up and that the absence of the late Steve Jobs is still being felt at Apple, but he thinks we may be overreacting.
This is a company that has changed the world as we know it in four or five different ways.
Leshinsky says the company needs to change the world as we know it again. While it's innovating, Apple also still has to deal with the issues of making its gadgets already on the market. The company just released their latest supplier responsibility report. What is that? I asked Marketplace's China correspondent, Rob Schmitz.
Each year in January, they come out with a report, which is basically a look at their supply chain, most of which is here in China.
And what did the supplier report say this year?
The most egregious labor violation Apple's auditors found this year was that actually a supplier of a supplier of Apple. So at a factory in Guangzhou this year, Apple auditors found 74 workers under the age of 16, some as young as 13, and they had been hired by a third-party labor agent, and they were making a small component used in Apple circuit boards. Apple immediately terminated its business relationship with the supplier and then alerted the government about this.
Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. And one last bit of news. Scottish and Czech scientists have created a real-life tractor beam that pulls in objects with the use of a beam of light. There's only one catch. It's microscopic. So you'll have to wait to go the full Star Trek unless you're just trying to pull in dust particles. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.